And now, the Creepy Cricket presents The Edgar Allan Show with your host, Edgar Allan.
Greetings, friends. Tonight we are going to learn about friendship. In this story, a man named Singleton has bidden a few people to his house after some of his friends have gone missing. The situation is tense. All of them are mystified as to what is happening. Their heart rates increase, and their hair stands on end as they contemplate the darkness and the unknown closing in around them, tensing at every sound, jumping at every shadow. They feel like toys in the hands of some unseen child. Yes, tonight these men are going to teach us about fear. And friendship, mostly about friendship. Now, gather round, boys and girls. Turn off all the lights. This is a story called The Missing.
Right, is everyone accounted for then? Shackleton, Puddington, Harrington, Middleton, Kensington, and myself. Good.
In heaven's name, man, what is going on?
I don't know exactly, but I think I may have some idea of what happened to the others.
They just got careless. Should have kept their heads.
I just don't understand where they went.
You said you thought you knew what had happened to Pickleton and the others. But why the secrecy? Why this sudden mania?
Yes, and why have you brought us to this isolated cabin? Singleton, we demand an explanation for all this.
And you shall have it. But I think you had better sit down, all of you. What I am about to relate may come as a shock.
Do you know where the others are or not?
I have a suspicion only. I am hoping that tonight we will discover the answer. But to do so, we will have to use ourselves as bait.
What?
Wait a minute now.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late. I'm sorry to put you all in jeopardy, but then you are already in danger. Of it. Of them.
Of what? Will you speak plainly, ma'am?
Which of you was the last to see Pickleton?
I suppose it must have been me.
Did you notice anything strange in the days before his disappearance?
Strange? How so?
I mean in his behavior, particularly his social behavior.
No. Well, come to think of it, he began receiving letters more frequently. They had a sort of an odor to them. In fact, now that you mention it, he seemed unusually secretive and at times uncharacteristically giddy.
Ah.
What's so strange about that?
Singleton, please.
Puddington, was there anything else you noticed? Perhaps things he did when he thought he was not being observed?
Actually, yes. He was a very quiet fellow, Pickleton. An accountant, you know. That's what made him such a good flatmate. He was a very reserved man. One night I remember returning home and hearing him in the kitchen singing to himself. Of course, it stopped the moment he knew I was there. But it stuck in my head as just strange. Why should someone do that?
Why indeed?
Lots of people sing to themselves.
That may be true, Harrington, but I believe that this is something far more sinister. I believe I could put a name to such behavior.
Good heavens, man, this is madness.
Indeed, that is the very word I would have chosen for it. Madness.
What are you saying, old boy?
Just this. Wellington, Lemington, and now Pickleton. All of them disappeared under similar circumstances and in the same manner.
They've likely gone to Brighton for a fortnight. It is summer, you know.
Indeed.
And what season precedes the summer?
Springtime, of course.
Exactly. The springtime. No, my friends, the disappearances of the others are not simple absconsions. I tell you that these men were infected with something. Something that usurped their faculties and enslaved them to irresistible impulses from which they could not turn away. Once infected with this malady, their minds were no longer their own.
What was that?
It's nothing. Just the creaking of a tree. Honestly, Singleton's got you all jumping at shadows.
Singleton, what does all this mean? Again, I ask you, why did you bring us here?
As I said, Shackleton, my purpose was to test a theory. But now I shall be frank with you. There are powers in this world that are not fully understood by men. There are forces that lurk in the shadows, waiting to overpower and ensnare the unwary. You put yourselves in harm's way when you visit the grocer, or the library, or the post office. When you pass through the streets on Sunday afternoons or wander too near a perfumery. In fact, any social occasion could put one at risk.
Good heavens! What's that sound?
So, it comes to it at last. That which I suspected is finally upon us.
Oh, rubbish. I tell you, it's nothing but the wind whistling through the eaves.
It's getting louder. Sounds like voices.
Soft voices.
Siren song.
Don't listen. Good heavens, if you know what's good for you, stop your ears. Be strong. You must resist.
They're getting closer.
Such beautiful voices. Just...
Harrington, no! Get away from that window!
Good God, man! Marshal your curiosity! The cat! Remember, the cat!
Masterful heavens! Did you see what they did to him?
That thing they placed on his finger. What was it?
They pulled him right out of the window!
No. He climbed out of that window. He gave himself to them, willingly.
What were they?
What have you gotten us into, Singleton?
The enemy has found us at last. Gentlemen, we must hold out. We'll be safe if we can make it to 10 o'clock.
Why 10 o'clock?
They must return to their abodes no later than that hour.
A curse?
A curfew. But until then, none of us must venture out, and none of us must listen to their voices should they return.
Return? They haven't even left, man. They're still outside.
Something's trying to get in.
Puddington, did you remember to bolt the door?
I thought it was best to leave it unlocked in case we needed to make a swift exit.
Simpleton!
Simpleton's not here, sir.
What?
He went into the loo an hour ago. He must have got shot in.
Doorknobs always gave him trouble.
What else could go wrong?
Anyone there? May I borrow a cup of
sugar? Hold fast, men. Don't listen to them.
We've brought you a pie.
I'm rather good at giving massages.
Could one of you big, strong men open this jar of pickles for me?
Oh, pickle jars are the worst. I'd better go help.
It's a trap, you fool. They're trying to lure us out.
But they sound quite nice.
Don't be daft. Quickly, lash yourself to the bureau as I have done. Remember what happened to Harrington.
Harrington looked quite happy.
I'm beautiful and my family is rich.
I'm good at listening.
Must resist. Must stay single.
I need someone to teach me about sport.
I need someone to teach me about life.
I have no emotional baggage.
Can't resist.
Keep it together, man. They'll make you mow the lawn and help with the dishes. Who's left?
Just Puddington, Shackleton and myself, sir.
Where's Kensington?
Engaged, sir.
Heavens, no. He was too young to settle down. Come, we must make our escape.
I'm with you, Singleton.
Right, Shackleton, quickly.
No.
What?
No, I'm not leaving, chaps.
Don't be a fool, man.
Shackleton, if you stay there... Good Lord. Do you see that redhead through the curtains?
No, you fool, you mustn't! If your eye stumbles, you tear it out!
Wait, she just winked at me. Why don't you fellows go on ahead? I'll catch up.
They forced the door!
No, I opened it.
Shackleton, no!
Leave him, it's too late. Come on!
Hey, how's it going?
Fight the good fight, Middleton, we're almost through this!
They're massaging me temples!
No!
And
this part of what is happening?
No! Middleton! He and I were supposed to go to Comic-Con this weekend. Fiends!
I rather enjoy comic books.
Do you favor Barry Allen or Wally West? Jim Lee's pencils are superb.
No! Growing weak! Must go to pub! Must watch football! Cling to misogyny!
Your mother's basement is charming.
Would you like to date both of us? Do you like video games?
No. Twins in Bazinga t-shirts. No. No. No!
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was only a dramatization. But each and every day, thousands of young men fall to the lures of young women. It affects old and young alike. Singleton was fortunate. He managed to hold on to his freedom until late in life. But most men aren't so lucky. The reality is that most of our young men will not make it into their 30s and still remain single. This was only a cautionary tale. But remember, women are everywhere. Meeting them can be dangerous, and the results are often marital. So if you meet a woman, we advise you to be careful, or you may just end up married.
Yeah, so he's a dork. Marriage is a beautiful thing. I mean, it's the basis for the entire human family. Hello? And besides, there are girls who would go to a comic convention as easily as a Downton Abbey tea party. Seriously? Chicks rock. Girls are capable, smart, fun, and not to be trifled with or underestimated. Case in point.
Nowhere to run, friend, so why don't we just talk this out? Twice now you've shown up and cut a lead short before I got what I needed. Why? What did they know?
You're quite an athlete. We just keep running into each other, don't we? You don't recognize me? I don't blame you. A girl always looks different in makeup.
Morrison.
Mr. Anders? Oh. You look like you need to sit down.
Your face isn't the only thing made up, is it?
Everything I told you at the rookery was true, minus a few details. You never asked what I did, and I never told. A girl's entitled to her secrets, and a woman has many faces. You've seen two of mine so far. I wonder which I'll show you next time.
First it was the Pale Man, then Asada. Who paid you to keep them quiet?
People in high places put out a contract. I took it. That's what I do. Clean up other people's messes. Asada was a monster who got what he deserved, and as for your pale friend, you have no idea what he would have become. You still haven't seen them yet, have you? The shadows. You're in a lot deeper than you realize. I know who's after you. If you want to keep running, you can run. But they're never going to leave you alone. And I think you're tired of running.
You're not his daughter.
No, but he was like a father. I was nobody. He found me, trained me, made me somebody. And now he's gone. I need to find the one responsible. And so do you. We both owe him that.
Damsel in distress thing isn't gonna work twice. Especially not on a rooftop bleeding Max Factor and wearing that death pixie getup. You need to start telling me the truth if you want me to trust you. Like your real name for a start.
People like us don't have the luxury of names, except the names we make for ourselves. Angelica Morrison was an invention. Just someone I wish I could have been. For people like us, what we do is our identity. The ghost? That's what they call you, isn't it? They call me Death. They call me the Angel. I call myself Therenity. She no Tenchi.
She no... Asada's last words. She is here.
She means death in Japanese.
Fitting. I've witnessed two killings firsthand.
The dragon and the stranger. They knew a little. But they didn't know the story behind the story. And that's really what you're after. Oh, and you're welcome, by the way. I guess it escaped your notice that I let them tell you what they knew before I did my job.
And what about this Charleroi, TK? You told me he had the answers I needed, but what happens when we find him? You're asking me to help you, but what's the end game?
The end game is accomplishing the mission, soldier. Same as it's ever been. Identity and purpose. Remember?
You mentioned shadows earlier. How do they fit into all this?
Don't know. That's a million-dollar question. But you're not going to get anything out of them, so don't even think about trying. Tangling with those things is a bad idea.
What was that?
One of them. It's close by. Those things aren't smart, but they're fast. And they have a unique odor. I can follow that. Maybe see if I can find the one at the other end of the leash. I'm going to pay the Black Rose a visit. Rosie might know something we don't. And anyways, we have a lot of catching up to do. Girl stuff.
Don't die before I get back.
Wait a minute. How do I find you again?
Again? You haven't had much luck finding me so far. But I've been very successful at finding you. So why mess with the formula? Besides, death finds everyone sooner or later.
I suppose she does.
I'll see you around.
Take your time, Angel. Kit should be back at the Rochester by now. Time to go talk to this Fixer character. See if he lives up to his name or turns out to be just another dead end.
Now, when did this problem begin?
It all started when I was a child. All these weird things I remember. Just pieces of things that don't make any sense now.
What kinds of things?
Birds on a playground, a skull in a lily pad pond, an astronaut gorilla, and names. Joe, Robbie, Jason. It's all black and white.
Hmm. And when do these things come back to you? When you sleep?
No, when I'm awake. Almost like memories. And sometimes there are other people there. Vincent Price, Bela Lugosi, Raymond Burr.
I see. Let's try a little word association. I'll say a word, and you'll say the first thing that comes into your head. Cowboy.
Dinosaur.
Biker.
Gargoyle.
Knight.
Lepus.
Colosseum.
Weimer.
Blockbuster.
Blasé.
I see. Yeah, very good.
What is it, Doctor? What's wrong with me? Why do I have these images in my head?
I believe it's simply a reaction to the mass-produced mediocrity so common in today's theaters. As an antidote, you're likely recalling the experiences you had with the brilliantly terrible movies of your childhood.
Is that bad?
Oh, nine, it's good. There's a therapeutic value to the bizarre and obscure films you're remembering. Yeah, I'm also writing you a prescription. Here, watch these movies, and then come back next week so we can celebrate, discuss, and evaluate their therapeutic value. Better living through bad movies. That's our motto here.
Gee, thanks, Doc.
No problem. I'm here to help. Oh, and make sure to tune in to Abnormal State Theater on archive.org and Apple Podcasts. Oh, here's a sample dose. Und a sucker.
Abby who? Abby Normal.
Can your heart stand the shocking facts?
Oh, goody, goody, here it comes.
They come from the bowels of box office oblivion.
Come to me, Golems.
A race of films unknown and unappreciated by all but the most warped and abnormal cinephiles.
When we return to our planet, the High Court may well sentence you to torture.
And now, one man with too many DVDs and not enough sense brings back these forgotten classics.
Attention! There is a herd of killer rabbits headed this way, and we desperately need your help.
See him sacrifice his ageless beard for her love.
Can your mind handle the bizarre offerings of Abnormal State Theater?
Scream! Scream for your lives!
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Presented monthly by Clockwork Cardiac Productions.
Watch out for snakes.
You have been listening to a Clockwork Cardiac production.
And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Fascist Kirby Market, trimming the eyesore flesh, selling you meat at a discount. We will grant you your dish.
Hi, I'm Don Aplan, owner and assistant manager at Fashion Spare Meat Market, where fashion and meat meet. This week we're having a 2-for-1 special, 4 Botox injections and 2 pounds of Amish corned beef for only $29.99. And if that's not enough, bring in the whole family for liposuction and a brick of Ma Aplan's homemade Toby cheese.
Fashion Spare Meat Market, trimming the eyes or flesh, and selling you meat at a discount. We will grant you your dish. Fashion Square
Meat Market.
And that's why you don't play in the street with porcupines while vacationing in Santa Monica. This is Jesse Bishop for the San Jose Chronicle, reminding you to keep it classy and keep it news. Good night, Pescadero.
And cut. Well done, Jesse. You're a natural-born announcer. We just couldn't do it without you. Just one thing, though.
Yes?
Well, we're going to have to let you go.
To Santa Monica? I have always wanted to go there. I hear the fishing on the pier is top rate.
No, letting you go is in we're firing you.
Jiminy Cricket. Turns out my guess was well wide of the mark. But the public want answers. Why is the San Jose Chronicle putting its top news raider out to pasture?
Oh, it's not you, Jesse. It's just that you're not right for the position anymore.
That sounds an awful lot like it's me.
Well, it's not that you're bad. You're good. In fact, you're too good. It just wouldn't be right to keep you here to ourselves and not share you with the world. You're too big a fish for this small pond, Jesse. Why, we're giving you the chance to pursue other career opportunities. Trust me, this is for the best.
I don't necessarily see how it is.
Now, don't be so short-sighted, Jesse. Look, you're the best newsreader we've ever had. It's just that, well, you're not very good. Oh, don't worry, you'll land on your feet, just like a cat. And who doesn't love a stray cat?
Well then, I suppose this is Jesse Bishop signing off. Just remember to keep it classy and keep it...
No. We'll have to confiscate your tagline. Company property, you know.
Public outcry mount says local newsreader is denied his swan song.
Oh, all right.
This is Jesse Bishop for the San Jose Chronicle, reminding you to keep it classy and keep it news.
Splendid, Jesse. Your best reading yet. Mr. Peters, show Mr. Bishop the door and make sure he uses it. Well now, what are you waiting for? The future's calling. Good luck, kid. Yes? Oh, hello, Judy. You know, it's a funny thing. A position just opened up for another anchor. What's that? He's not here. Oh, of all days, he had to go and have a baby.
Monkey socks and rabbit ears. This was an unfortunate turn of events. Well, I suppose it's a quiet evening with the classifieds, while the world holds its breath in anticipation. Bumblebees and gravy, there are a lot of jobs available. Well, how hard could they be? After all, I'm a professional.
Arby's.
Yes, I'd like a roast beef sandwich, please.
This just in. Casting aside caution, 100th customer of the day orders roast beef in the belief that it's real meat. Price far outweighs value. In related news, obesity a growing problem.
You're fired!
Voiceover work.
The manatee. Genuine article or shameless fraud? The victimized dolphin tells all about the deal gone sour with Florida's gentle sea cow. Documentary filmmaker horrified by revelation.
Get out!
Stage actor.
Jesse Bishop here.
No. Yo, Hamlet.
Hamlet here? To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. The public demands an answer.
Next!
Airline pilot.
Jesse Bishop here. Despite cutbacks at TWA, it is believed that this particular plane has been duly inspected and approved safe. While rumors abound of dangerous weather ahead and poorly trained crewmen, Flight 281 breasts the storm and presses stubbornly on.
Security.
Marriage counselor.
The perfect marriage of overbearing and pathetic. But will this union stand the test of time? This anchor thinks not. Slap my ankle and call me a dormouse. What were you two thinking?
And don't come back!
Soda crackers and outrage. This employment business is harder than it looks.
You, hey, do you want a job?
Local newsman intrigued. Request more information.
I need a news announcer. You want the gig?
Cartwheels and cracker jacks! You've got yourself a newsreader, fella.
Good, here, read this.
Je suis Jesse Bishop, pour toute la meilleure musique, assurez-vous d'écouter Radio Aléatoire. C'est ta vie et c'est son très horrible. La vie est bonne avec les mélodies.
Perfect!
Un, deux, trois, répétez après moi.
Bienvenue, mesdames et messieurs. Si vous cherchez la meilleure musique, vous êtes au bon endroit. Radio Aléatoire.
Oh là là!
Des sports, ballet, musique, drame.
Hop, 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 hop.
La meilleure musique.
Toute la journée, toute la nuit. Radio Aléatoire.
L'équipe 7 fera un musical plaisir et passionnant.
Tout en 34.9 FM, Marseille.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Québécois, 100%.
Oh là là!
C'est si bon!
Ne perdez pas cette occasion. Au revoir!
Tim Smith.
This is London. You will now hear a statement by the Prime Minister.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
Master, and my master has me. Never will I fail to see what he does for me. In all his movements, I stand as a witness to his almighty power. Never will I cower, standing like a flower. Regardless of the weather, I will bloom. I will rise.
There may be dark days ahead, but we shall prevail.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall never surrender.
The greater your courage and devotion, the sooner shall we see again in our midst the happy, ordered life for which we long.
We know, every one of us, that in the end, all will be well. My sister is by my side, and we are both going to say good night to you. Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.